A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion today, I'd like us to look at the Word of God in the book of Micah, chapter 7, verse number 7. The Bible says, "Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." It is not easy, dear listener, to wait. The waiting period is usually a very tough period in the lives of people. Imagine a young lady who got married and is now waiting for the fruit of the womb and has been waiting 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, still waiting. It is not easy to wait. Those who wait go through a lot of problems, a lot of challenges, a lot of insults. In-laws will come and insult you because you are waiting. And don't forget, it is not due to any fault of yours, but all kinds of insults will come to you when you wait. When waiting for God to promote you, incidentally, there might be people who came in after you to the organization who have been promoted over and above you. There will be lots of insults. The point I'm making is, it is not easy to wait. When a man waits, if he is not careful, his hope becomes deferred and the heart becomes sick. The Bible says, when hope is deferred, the heart becomes sick. When a man waits, sometimes waiting could cause the breaking of the heart, cause the spirit to be broken, cause sadness of heart. I have seen people who have been waiting on God for certain major need in their lives, and they have been waiting for years. And some of them go about with a very sad look, a pitiable look. There are a few of them who carry themselves with grace and confidence in God, that God is going to make it happen even if it is coming late. They are not ruffled at all. They are confident that God will make it happen at the right time. But the truth, dear listener, is that no matter how strong a man or a woman is, no matter how bold or confident, once in a while, when you are left alone, when you are in the corner of your room, you begin to ruminate on so many things. Many things will begin to cross your mind, and the devil will bring lots of suggestions to you. You begin to give the invitation to compromise, which you had earlier declined consideration. Should I do it? Should I not do it? It happens to all, particularly those who are waiting. Those who have never waited on God for anything might not understand what I am talking about, but you can relate with me because you have waited on God for some things that took time before it happens, or it has not even happened yet. God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of a man that he should repent. The prophet Micah said, "Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." You must have that understanding also and that confidence that God will hear you. And if you know and you are sure that he will hear you, therefore, wait on him. Keep waiting on God, and he will come through for you in the precious name of Jesus. Don't ever forget Job and what he said in Job chapter 14 and verse number 14. Job said, "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes." Wait for your change. Your change will surely come. Keep waiting, and you will not waste as you wait. Don't be in a hurry. Be patient. Wait on God. Wait for God. Wait with God. God will come through for you. And when he comes through for you, when he comes around for you, there'll be a turnaround in your life, and everybody will turn to celebrate with you. There are certain things, however, that you must not allow the enemy to take from you while you wait. When waiting patiently for your turnaround, for your change, or for the promise of God, don't let the devil take your joy. Never allow the enemy to plunder your joy. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 12, verse number 3. "Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." Joy is essential. Don't let the devil take your joy from you. Don't let him tamper with your joy. Sometimes when we go through delays in our lives, when we wait for the promise to be fulfilled, the enemy steals our joy if you are not careful. Don't allow the enemy to tamper with your joy. Keep your joy intact. Never give up on your joy. Be joyful always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Be thankful to God all of the time. Let the joy of the Lord, joy unspeakable, that is full of glory, be manifest upon your life and upon your destiny. Carry the joy of God on your face. Carry it on your in your heart. Carry it. Exude joy. Manifest joy. Joy unspeakable that is full of glory. And so while you wait, don't allow the enemy to steal your joy. Secondly, while you wait, don't allow the devil to steal your faith. Don't allow your faith to wane. Don't give up. Have faith in God. Don't let your faith diminish, because it is impossible to please God without faith. And those who will come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So you need faith. And what the devil is going after is to weaken and tamper with your faith, with a view to making you give up on the faith that is essential for you to take delivery of the promise of God for your life. Don't let your faith fail. Don't let it waver. Be strong in faith. The Bible says concerning Abraham, he did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Remain strong in faith like Abraham. Even if you have waited for 10 years, remain strong in faith like Abraham. Even if you have waited for 20 years, even if you are still waiting, be strong in faith. Do not be weak in faith. Do not stagger at the promise of God. Do not entertain doubt. Be strong in your faith. Don't allow the devil to tamper with your faith. One of the things that the enemy quickly tampers with in the life of a person who is waiting is peace. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Be at peace. Be at peace. Since you are acquainted with God, the Bible says, acquaint now thyself with God and be at peace. Don't let the enemy take your peace from you. Don't fret over what you cannot control. Don't fidget over what you cannot handle. Leave it in the hands of God, and don't allow worries or anxiety. Don't regret what you cannot redress. Don't allow anxiety to destroy you. Philippians chapter 4 verse number 6 encourages you to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you should let your requests be made known unto God. Don't allow the enemy tamper with your peace. Keep your peace. Keep it intact. Whether it happens or has not happened yet, maintain your peace. Don't give it up. What again do I need, or must I not allow the enemy to tamper with while I wait? Don't allow the enemy to take your song from you. Keep singing the praise, the worship, and the glory of the Almighty God. Don't let the enemy take your songs of praise from your mouth. In Psalm 137, beginning from verse 1, the Bible says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. And said, for there they that carried us captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us a mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? That is when you need to sing the Lord's song. If you're in a strange land, sing the Lord's song. If you're in a strange situation, sing the Lord's song. Sing in your troubled time. Sing in the night season. Sing all of the time, because there's a joy that is coming for you in the morning. Therefore, in the night season, sing. God is the one that gives a song in the night. Keep singing. Don't allow the devil take your songs from you. Keep singing the praise of the Almighty God. Don't behave like the children of Israel who were weeping by the rivers of Babylon, who hung their harp. Don't hang your harp. Your harp is an instrument of music. Don't stop singing. Don't stop praising God. Don't allow any delay to stop you praising God. Understand the sovereignty of God, dear listener, that whether God makes it happen or not, he remains God. And so keep praising him, whether he has done it or has not done it, keep praising him. He deserves all the praises, all the glory, and all the adoration. Keep praising God. Don't give up. It will soon happen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, come around quickly for me and help me. Let not my faith fail in the name of Jesus. Come around for me, O God, quickly. Come for me quickly and help me. Turn things around for me, O God, and let my faith not fail. Help me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, make haste to help me. Lest my enemies mock me. Lest those who hate me deride me. Make haste to help me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will make haste to help me, lest my mockers will mock and ask, where is my God? Let my mockers and those who say there is no hope for me in God be ashamed when they see the hand of you, the living God, upon my life. Make haste to help me in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to declare boldly, make it loud and clear. I have faith in God. I am unwavering in my faith. I refuse to stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. I will not stop singing the praise of the Almighty God. The enemy will not tamper with my joy. My joy will I not give up. My peace will not be taken from me. I will hold on to God. I will wait patiently on my God. The Lord will arise for my sake. He will come quickly and help me, and his name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us tomorrow for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. You may wish to join our service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. For those in Lagos, you can join us at our worship center opposite WAEC office, a Tisalat building, Ogba, Lagos. Time is 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, you can join us at Abian Fem Filling Station, Itaiko, Abeokuta. Time for the service is 8 a.m. Follow my social media handles at Yemi Graceman on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and on Twitter at Reverend Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.